And the way this sort of thing goes oftentimes, let me just begin with an example. I was up on Prince Edward Island in 1965, September 1st, 1965. I happen to remember the date. And I was down talking to a fellow by the name of Joe Walsh, who was one of the pleasantest singers I have ever run into. He didn't have that hard nya-type lumber camp singing style, let's say, with a real nya in the voice, but he had it was a very soft tenor, kind of, it's lovely. And I asked him if he knew any wood songs. And yes, he said, I know one, and he sang this one, and I'd never heard it before, and I'm going to sing the song, and then I'm going to do a little explaining about it afterwards. I said, yes, I know one. And see, come, listen to my story, and the truth I'll tell to you. It's all about a teamster in Jack McDonald's crew. Our crew, it was a happy one of 18 men and more. Our winter's work had scarce begun ere death had darked our door. It was Friday after supper when one of the teamsters said, I hear young Stubb complaining of a pain that's in his head. And when we went to supper, the sickness, it grew worse. We moved him from the lower bunk into the upper berth. And when we went to breakfast, we dared not leave him alone. We wrapped him up in his blankets warm, all for to take him home. Jack McDonald and Tom Proctor took a pair of trotty bays, and before the stars had ceased to shine, they were miles upon their way. They took him to his little home in the town of Sherman Mills. But to break the news unto his wife, it did require great skill. They sent for Dr. Harris while his wife and children cried. But to rescue him from death's dark door, it was in vain he tried. Here's to McDonald and his crew, and happy may they live. And may their troubles, they be few, and our blessing we do give. And when our time has come at last, and we are called to go, let us pray that we can meet our fate, meet our God, and his blessing on us show.